This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. A new poll shows the number of Hispanic voters in swing state Pennsylvania has been growing and could have a significant impact on the presidential election. We check in with WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell Sluchansky, who got the first look at the data. Carmen, who conducted this poll, and what's the big headline from the results?
So this was conducted by Televisa Univision's Consumer Strategy and Insights. Many people know about their Spanish language broadcast network. So the biggest takeaway is probably the growth of Hispanic voters in Pennsylvania, where they now make up 5% of all registered voters. And that's in a state where the election was decided by around 1% in 2016 and 2020. The poll also projects that 320,000 Hispanics will vote this year, which is a 70% increase from 2016.
Well, tell us a bit about Hispanic voters in Pennsylvania.
Sure. So more than 63% are of Caribbean descent and mostly Puerto Rican, whereas 60% of Hispanics around the country are of Mexican origin, but only 16% in Pennsylvania are Mexican. Then most of the rest are Central and South American. They are younger than most voters by about 18 years. Their median household income is less than $50,000 compared to $90,000 for non-Hispanics. They are also much more likely to have children and much more likely to rent their homes.
Carmen, does the polling give us any insights into what their key issues are?
Well, it seems Hispanic voters are particularly concerned about the cost of living. They also give greater priority to issues like health care, affordable housing, education, gun control, climate change, than non-Hispanic voters do.
And how are they divided in terms of party registration?
According to the poll, 57% of Pennsylvania Hispanic voters are registered Democrats, which is much higher than non-Hispanic voters, and 20% are Republicans, which is lower. 23% are independent, which is actually much higher than other voters as well. But here's the thing. The polling also showed that they're not very beholden to their parties and unsure about their chosen candidates. 43% even say that they would likely vote for someone from another party. And overall, Hispanic Trump voters are much more enthusiastic about their choice than Harris voters. I talked to Kathy Whitlock, who conducted the poll.
As people are registering to vote, and we've got a very young population, so a lot of them are first-time voters, they haven't decided where they want to go. So they come in and they vote for the first time as an independent, which means they can belong to anybody.
It sounds like many can still be picked up by either campaign.
Exactly.
And what should the campaigns be doing to try to court these voters? Do you have any insights?
Well, I'm going to let Whitlock answer this one directly here.
I tell everybody, you know, get out and talk to them, whether it's yard signs within the right demos, whether it's radio, whether it's TV, whether it's streaming, whether it's going to church meetings or community meetings. Get out and talk to Hispanic voters.
I should point out that Whitlock says it helps if you can make some effort to do that in Spanish.
Uh-huh. And do you sense Hispanic women may be ignited by the Harris ticket?
Actually, according to the poll, Hispanic women favor Harris by more than 2-1. And that's compared to women in Pennsylvania overall who favor Harris by 54% to 41%, according to a Quinnipiac poll that was also just released. In fact, we know there was a 10-point shift among Hispanic voters from Biden to Harris after he dropped out of the race.
Any final thoughts about how this year is different from the last election in terms of Hispanic voters in Pennsylvania?
Just that they also polled for preferences in the U.S. Senate race, where Hispanic voters overwhelmingly prefer the incumbent Democrat Bob Casey over his Republican challenger David McCormick. 65% plan on voting for Casey and only 18% said McCormick. However, in this race as well, many of them are unsure, and the poll suggests a majority may still be up for grabs there, too.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Carmen Russell Sluchansky is WHYY's politics reporter. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, as always, Jennifer.
And listeners can go to WHYY.org for our election 2024 coverage, and you can sign up for our newsletter called The Swing. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.